So how do we walk this journey of faith as young people? How do we walk this journey of faith as young women in Christ? That's what we will be talking about this week. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokas. This is a podcast where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your support. We are growing immensely as a family. You know, the numbers don't lie. So we can definitely see your support and we really appreciate it. And we trust that God is also transforming your lives through each and every episode that we put out every week. So thank you once again. So this week, as you can see, we're in studio, and that means one thing. We have a special guest joining us, and this week's guest is someone who's very close to my heart. She is my mom, my spiritual mom. She is Mom Fundisi of the Garden Worship Center Apostolic Faith Mission Church. She's a multifaceted businesswoman. She is the founder and initiator of Becoming a Proverbs 31 Woman. She is the owner of Iphakade Wedding and Conference Venue. She is the designer and owner of Zanda Clothing Designs. Listen, ndingathetha kube ngom, so if I would mention all things that she does. But apart from the professional stuff, she's also a wife, she's a mom, she's an incredible all-round woman. I'm talking about none other than my beautiful mom, Mama Mendimthandayo, Mom Zimba. Welcome, Mama. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me, Snalo.
Thank you, Mama. Oh, yes, Mama. I've been praying so much. So I'm really, really grateful that he has made it happen.
Finally,
Mama. So thank you for joining us, Mama. So to kick off a conversation here too, I said at Galen in the intro, Uguti, how do we walk this journey of faith as young women and young people in Christ? So I made a distinction and a difference to state Uguti, there's young women, like ordinary young women, and there's young women in Christ. Mm-hmm. So what sets us apart, Mama, as young women in Christ? What makes us different than every other young woman out there?
Okay. Thank you so much, Snazo. Jabang Shiro, before Uguti, thank you for having me. We're deeply rooted. Yeah, I'm honored to call. So just to go straight to the question, to the answer, number one, as a young girl and as umuntu wesifazane, I can debalele njengokuthi ube ne relationship noNkulunkulu.
Amen.
And i relationship yakho asiqali esontweni, ayigcini futhi esontweni, but kuba khona le relationship wanayo no Christu, ninodwa kwi closet yakho, la khona abantu bengekho, la khona abantu bengakuboni, la uyakha khona. So as umuntu wesifazane kubalekile ukuthi ube ne relationship noNkulunkulu. Number 2 into ebalekile is to seek God. Izwi yazisho nalo ukuthi seek ye first the kingdom of God and all shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
So abantu besifazane abancane kulesi sikhathi namhlanje, I know social media ibabambile most yabo, but kumele kufike la isikhathi khona uzidecide ukuthi mina as usinazo ngidecide ukuthi ngifuna uNkulunkulu more than ezinye izinto, because malithi kuyangilandela, okusho ukuthi imisebenzi yakulandela, ama-promotions yakulandela, businesses yakulandela. So it's very important for umuntu wesifazane ukuthi afune uNkulunkulu more than anything. Number 3, masifuna uNkulunkulu asimfuni kuphela esontweni, but simfuna through prayer. Umuntu wesifazane kubalekile ukuthi abe umuntu wedolo, umuntu wesifazane athandaze engekho umfundisi, umuntu wesifazane afunde izwi, and izwi ilona elikusizayo, ilona elikuncedayo. And remember ukuthi vele so une relationship nalomuntu, so ezwini la umazi khona kangcono kunayizolo. So it's very important also serving in the house of the Lord. Uyenza ukuthi uNkulunkulu umazi kangcono, nawe njengomuntu wesifazane uzazi ukuthi njengoba ngidaliwe purpose yami ithini in the house of the Lord. So it's very important ukwazi identity yakho, uzazi ukuthi mina ngusinazo ithini identity yami in Christ. You understand?
Yeah.
It's very important ngoba ikwenza ukuthi ugcine ungasazi compare nabanye abantu, or ugcine usukhompisa nabanye abantu, because uyayazi identity yakho in Christ.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important, because le journey esihamba kuyona sinazo yinde. So idinga ukuthi trust kuNkulunkulu, ithemba lakho ulinike uNkulunkulu. And just ukuthi nje ngiquote ezwini, izwi lisitshele kakhulu ngo Mary, uMary Magdalene, uMary Magdalene. So lithi iBhayibheli uyena umuntu wesifazane wathi uJesu mayevuka wathamba utshela abafundi bami ukuthi sengivukile. Why? It's because umuntu ofollow uNkulunkulu uyamfollow uChristu, umuntu one relationship noNkulunkulu. So uma sine relationship noNkulunkulu, uma sihlala naye, ila sizwa khona iphimbo lakhe, ila simazi khona mayesekhuluma. So wekuhambeni naye ekuhlaleni kwakhe, ila uzothola khona ama messages ongakazi ucabanga ukuthi ungathola, because unaye lo muntu, uhamba naye, uhlala naye. Yes, it's personal.
Wow. That's so beautiful, Mama. I like how you said Uthi uNkulunkulu will tell you izinto that you never thought you would know. You know,
yes.
The Bible says Uthi, seek me and I will show you hidden things that
exactly.
You didn't know of.
Ezizokulandela.
Yes, yes. I absolutely love how you put that, Mama. And it takes me to my next question, because the way you're explaining our corner, what it means to be a young woman in Christ, it shows Uthi we belong in a certain kingdom.
Yes.
And abantu basebukhosini, sure. Even get ordinary kingdoms zasemhlabeni, we know Uthi ifunga wasebukhosini, there's a certain way you act, there's a certain way you carry yourself, and there's a certain role that's expected of you, not only in that kingdom, but also in society.
Exactly.
So, Tinaga, as young women in Christ, what is the role that's expected of us, not only in God's kingdom, in the church, but also in communities, in society, wherever uthixo sibeke khona? What is the role yethu thina esilindelwe uba masidlale in society and in the kingdom of God?
I role sinazo. Number one nje asibuyele ezwini ukuthi i Great Commission yona into yokuqala, whether sisebandleni whether singaphandle sisemphakathini, but Great Commission iyona into ekumele sipushe ngayo. Uma uNkulunkulu esithembe ngokuzala ngokuletha umphefumulo emhlabeni, okusho ukuthi even nasekukholweni singakwazi ukuphinde siyoyilanda imphefumulo sibuyise ngaphakathi, ngaphandle from your community, sibuyise endlini kaJehova. So irole yethu ukunakekela, number one, to bring hope kubantu besifazana aba hopeless, to nurture, to mentor young girls, you know, ukuvangela. Yabona, irole yethu inde kakhulu siyabantu besifazane. Akudingi ukuthi size sibe semapulpiti. You know, ungena etaxini ubona umuntu wesifazane usuyakhona uku-identify ukuthi okay, lo muntu wesifazane u-hopeless. So mina as usinazo, ngenzani? Like a Jesus girl,
njengoba
umngaka. What do I do? UNkulunkulu akubonisa abantu aba-hopeless. Nawe ungakazi ucabanga ukuthi ungahlangana nabo. So irole yethu ibanzi kakhulu. Njoba ngike ngakhuluma ngoMary ukuthi ngesikhathi ethola le message ukuthi athu Jesu hambotshela abafundi bakhe, waye lapha emathuneni ethuneni lika Jesu wayeyo cleaner, wayeyofaka iperfume. So serving in the house of the Lord irole yethu, ukunikela endlini kaNkulunkulu irole yethu siyabantu besifazana. So irole yethu ebandleni inkulu sithandwa sami, ngeke ngabuka kulamalanga, just looking at mina yo sinabo mata abaningi in the house of the Lord, but o Mary ba few uyayibona leyo nto leyo. So kumele sibalansise endlini kaJehova, kwenza ukuthi ngoba ngiyazi inkonzo kaMatha iba nomsindo sometimes, because inkonzo yasekhishini kunokufa kwezitsha kuba nomsindo, kodwa uNkulunkulu uJesu uNkulunkulu akasivusele abantu besifazane abayohlala ey'nyaweni bakhulekele ibandla, because irole enye futhi yethu leyo ukuthi sihlale ey'nyaweni, sikhulekele isizwe, sikhulekele abantwana, sikhulekele ibandla, sikhulekele abaphathi bezizwe. So yona role ebalulekile. And also kuba ma role models kubantu abantombazana, ifuma mzimba kube khona umuntu ozothi eish one day ngiyafisa ngoba shuthi ne role ethinta abantwana bathize engidlalayo, nawe usinazo uhleli kanje kunabantwana bezemva kwakho abazothi one day ngiyafisa ukufana nosinazo. So ema role yethu inkulu sithandwa sami, inkulu kakhulu kubantu besifazane in the church and also in society.
Yo mama, I absolutely love how you know you mentioned ukuthi I role yethu ibanzi, and it also includes ukunikeza ithemba to people, you know, in society. And speaking of ukunikeza abantu ithemba, mama, there's a beautiful organization you have, and I'm so grateful to God that now I'm a part of that organization. I serve in that organization, becoming a Proverbs 31 woman organization. Mama, what, tell us about that organization. What is it about? What vision do you have? And the time uNkulunkulu ekunika that vision, what did he speak to you, mama, and what do you want to achieve through it, and what was that point eyafika kuwe where you were like, okay, now I'm starting it and it's time to start and just do what I have to do through the organization?
Uyabona ke sisi, if ngamele ngilande ungasa ingasa, you know, but just ukukha phezulu i vision ye becoming a Proverbs 31 uNkulunkulu wayibeka kimi ngayiqala e Peter Maritzburg, and ngangazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibizela abantu besifazane ukumentora abantu besifazane. So kakhulu is to raise and give birth kubantu besifazane abasaba uJehova, number one. Because ukuqala kokuhlakanipha komuntu usaba uJehova. So siqala lapho, bese kuthi sikwazi ukuthi umuntu wesifazane azazi ukuthi une gift uNkulunkulu ayibeke kuyena. iki verse yethu iku Deuteronomy othi I will bless the work of your hands. So sahamba ngaleyo key verse yokuthi izandla zomuntu osifazane zibusisekile. So ile lasibuyisa khona ithemba kubantu abahopeless la khona umuntu athi angeke ngisafika kodwa ngenxa ukuthi there is becoming a Proverbs 31 woman ekhona la sesithi khona ngena ubona abantu besifazane besuka phansi uNkulunkulu ebaphakamisa and mayithi becoming a Proverbs 31 okusho ukuthi lo becoming ozwayo okusho ukuthi becoming something it's a process awuvela uvuke kuseni usoma ama business awuvela uvuke kuseni so ona ini or so njani mara it's a process
yes.
So sithi thina siqala laphana kancane 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 uSara iBhayibheli lithi wakusekhohliwe sekulibelekile kodwa wavela uNkulunkulu ethembekile empilweni yakhe ngokuthola umntwana kule age amthola kuyona. So it's a process. I becoming a Proverbs 31 woman ithatha abantu asebelahlekelwe yithemba singena emkhukhwini inkulu angazi but njengoba ngisho ukuthi bangathiwa ngiyichaza kungaphela usuku but okubaleke kakhulu ukuthi nje si raise abantu besifazana abasabo Jehova abazimelayo abakwazi ukuzenzela izinto ngeza ama business nezandla angabheki indaba yeCV angabheki ukuthi hey kuzomele ngihambe ngiyaplaya kuphuphu mara izandla zakhe bayekholelwa kuzona njengalezi amamzimba nje ezincane ezingaka but ezenza izinto eningibozi ngikholele ezwini lokuthi izandla zami zibusisekile so idila nohlobo njalo abantu besifazane abafike la khona bethi no mamzimba ine degree ne masters but angazi ukuthi ngingenapi njengamanje esithi becoming a Proverbs 31 izandla zakho zinani then you take it over from there.
Oh wow. And yes mama, as someone who knows you personally, you are my mother, you're my spiritual mom. You have a heart for what you do. Like inhliziyo yakho I believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyenze ngamabomo ukuba akhethe umamzimba to do what you do because you're such a mother to myself, to many others who are under your wing spiritually and you are not only a mother to us, you also have three beautiful children. There's uMamzimba, your husband, there is so many businesses and is mentioned ekuqaleni when I was introducing you, you know, becoming a Proverbs that one woman that you just explained. You're also a designer, you know, one of the dresses on screen. That in fact I think all of them right? Gezandla zakho. You're a designer, Zanda Clothing Designs, you own that company. You also do furniture.
Yes.
There's so many things ozenza yo mama. You also own Iphakade wedding and conference venue. How do you do all of it, mama? Because when I look at you, as I said, ungumdende maziyo mama ne, and I know ukuthi when I call uMamzimba at 12 midnight, mama is going to be available. She's going to pray for me. She's going to speak life to me. And I know ukuthi I'm not your only spiritual daughter. There's many others. How do you do it ukuthi there's no side of yours that's lacking? You perform well as a wife. You perform well as a mother to your children, to us, your spiritual children. Enkonzweni as umamfundisi, as a designer, as a becoming a Proverbs 31 founder, Iphakade, you know, how do you do all of it, mama?
Well, I am a Proverbs 31 woman.
Yes.
So yeah, but into baleka kakhulu sinazo ukuthi you know God has been faithful. God has been faithful in my life.
Amen.
For the past, I don't know. Angazi since vele, you know, uNkulunkulu ube faithful empilweni yami. Nam sometimes uma ngizibheka ngiyazibuza ukuthi lamandla mangaka ngiwathathaphi bese kuvuka ivese lithi I can do all things through Christ
yes me.
You know so ila sithola khona amandla ezweni ila sithola khona amandla emthandazweni so nami sometimes ngizibuza ukuthi hayi man mamzimba kanjani yobusubala nje manje ukuthi nama nje obubala like it's really me you know but through God's grace
amen
ngilange khona because umusa kaJehova uphezu kwami nefavor kaNkulunkulu iphezu kwami so uma kuze indabeni yokuba uma mfundisi wife yeah I think uma lithi iBhayibheli ngisithokozise ngoJehova ngiye ngithi sometimes sinazo khona izinto engazenza ngemncane ebandleni nasempilweni yabazali bami engibonayo manje ukuthi hayi man ngilanga ikhona because as a Jesus girl ngisemncane khona izinto engazenza ngasijabulisa uJehova lento engihlezi ngisho kuma girls ukuthi hamba indlela zakhe yena uyohamba ezakho and manje ila ngibona khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhamba indlela zami so akusiyamandla ami sithandwa sami but ngibuka umusa kaJehova engithwale from ebuncaneni bami sengidla manje uNkulunkulu uyangirewarda kahle kahle uyangirewarda manje so ekubeni umama umfundisi number 1 ngiyayazi position yami I'm sure now usuyangazi ngiyazi position yami as umama umfundisi in the church I'm not all over the place I'm not trying ukuthi mhlambe ngiziveze ngumama onjani but ngiyayazi position yami even ukusebenzisana nobaba uzimba as a pastor ngiyazi ukuthi ngihamba ngigcine iphi as a mother futhi nakhona kubantwana bami ngiyazi ukuthi into ebalekile kakhulu nezwi liyavuma umndeni family comes first. So abantwana bami I make sure bakhona sinazo but nangapha kumele ngibalanise abantwana. At one time uthi umntana wami wentombazane ulethe ibhuku lakhe uthi kimi na mama ngithola i-star from school and mina I'm busy with my phone because izanda ngapha and ma I think after 5 minutes uselele phansi nebhuku lakhe and I was like ayibo zanda vuka and my daughter and like the Holy Spirit uthi kimi na one day uyolala for good ngiyakusakaza ukumvusa and from that day ngathi no ways as much as ngibhizi but kumele ngibalanse njengomuntu wesifazane and the very Proverbs 31 woman liyasho vele ukuthi uya mentor amantombazane so ayiqali ebandleni iqala nalapha ekhaya so I think uNkulunkulu uyangceda uyangceda kakhulu njengoba ngisho ukuthi isinazo nami no akusiyamandla ami but uNkulunkulu uhamba nami uhamba nami kakhulu and then kube into yamabhizinisi emabhizinisini uma uyibusiness woman uyabakhulekela abantu baqashayo and then uNkulunkulu enza izinto zibe lula. I have my employees are very good ngibafundisile umsebenzi so kwenza ukuthi kube lula angithathi yonke into ibeke ezandleni zami so kwenza kube lula ukuthi ke impilo yami ibalance
yo mama yazi one there's something that touched me as you are talking where you quoted I think it's in the book of Psalm 37 which is thokozise ngo Jehovah delight yourself in the Lord
yokunika
yes he will give you the desires of your heart you know and I think it flows nicely to my next question because I know mama a lot of us young women are looking up to people like you ukuthi yazi xa nimdala nifuna ukuba nomamzimba I want to be a good wife a good mom a businesswoman nje ndikwazi ubalansa yonke into but mama singekafiki apho where we are right now let's say mhlambi umbukele emakhaya usafunda okanye maybe usazama ukuhlanganisa izinto but they are in Christ how do we stay content where we are mama you know there's a part where Paul says ukuthi ndizifundise ukwanela ngento enayo okanye with where I am yabo so how do we do that as young women in Christ how do we remain content in where God has us and who we are and ungabi nalanto yokuthi okay angikafiki I'm not married so kuzothi kube right life in yam ndibe married okanye ndithi I don't have a job yet kuzothi kube right and be content and benomsebenzi how do we remain content as young women wherever we are in whatever stage we are at in life in mom
yazi sinazo to be honest with you angazi umunye umuntu but umunye ekho ku Christ or ungana u Christ kuba content akusinto elula you know and uma umuntu wesifazane ungana i relationship noNkulunkulu unganayo unganakho ukwazizwi you know unganazo unganazo like ikhali zokuthi uma ufaceana nento ethize ufaceana ne loneliness ufaceana ne low self esteem ukuthi ulwa ngani so going back to umbuzo wokuqala ukuthi yini into ebalekile kumuntu wesifazane ukuba no relationship noNkulunkulu endabeni yokuba content asibuka indaba ka Hana uHana u content kungakwenzeki lutho ekhona uPenina emchukuluza because bekuwumuntu wesifazane obaseshilo waye understand izwi ukuthi wena othembisile ezwini lakho uyofeza wayehamba ngezi ukube kwakumuntu wesifazane ohlele ongakhuleki ongayeshilo wayengeka be content waye content because izwi lase limthembisile ukuthi kuzokwenzeka but not manje so I think into eshayayo especially you young girls noma nisesontweni you know unento yokuthi ngifuna ukuba kuweship team kanti ngizolu cleaner awubuka lento oyenzayo ayijabulisa ayikwanelisi usenkonzweni awaneliswa uzibona ukuthi mawu cleaner or uyi asha no akukho enough so kumele uyenzeni uyoshumayela or uyokwenza uyoweship kanti uNkulunkulu kubizele kuloko ukuthi wena sekubiza ukuthi ucontent kangakanani ngakho so kufana no ngizenza example yigwi tenzo kuthunga khona umuntu othi mayefika athe mamzimba mina lengubi ifanele wena kakhulu mina yimfanele manje mawazizwe lithi imzimba yeni ithempeli kaJehova number 1 uthi ah vele you know so yazi izwi ilona elizokusustaina you know ukuthi noma sekuvela sekwenzakala nobonto okay njengamanje lento engiyenza ngiyazizwa manje ukuthi no anganelisekile ngayo you know bese kuqhamukizwe lithi ngesikhathi esi right mina
God will make it happen
so yazi okay bayashada bonke baba nama business bonke baya promote bonke bathenga imoto bonke but mawazi izwi will sustain you izwi lwesethu umkhuleko sinazo uzokuba kuba umuntu osifazane waseshilo iyothi iqhamuka ezinye izinto zithi zitshela la emadlebeni ukuthi wena ungeke ufike nani but was no I'm content because I have Christ.
Wow. Yabo. Sure. So, wow. Yeah. Mm. Yo, I love that, mama. And you know what? It's very important that you mention ukuthi zikhona izinto ezizofika sometimes in your ears because Satan sometimes it's attacking engqondweni, mama. You know, discouraging us ukuthi wena soze like because of your background, for example, angeke ube into aphela ifini. And it's important as you said, mama, ukuhlala kuNkulunkulu and knowing who you are because if you know who you are, there's no one who can tell you anything about yourself.
Angeke uzikompare na komunye umuntu. You know, yayazi yakho in Christ. Yabona?
Wow.
So, ya iyanceda kakhulu egcineni kosuku nje sinazo kuyo yonke lento konke sikhulumayo ukwazana noThixo nezwi yabona izwi mntanami ilona akukho kune noma ungahamba uyethu you know uthi noma sowuhlela uthi yabona manje kumele uthi mawuficwa isimo wazi uthi okay ngihosha lelizwi ngilwa nalesimo mawuficwa ukuthi angekho happy ebandleni umama uthanda bani umama akathandi bani uyazi ukuthi ukho uNkulunkulu
yes yeah
you know osithanda
yena
sinjani yabo so yeah
wow. Mama, we are going next week. In fact, yes, let me say next week. We are going to a Pietermaritzburg. We are very excited. It's a conference of becoming a Proverbs 31 woman. And I'm so excited. I know many people are excited. What can we expect, Mama? Abantu abayayo kwi conference bangalindela ntoni? What has God spoken to you about the conference? Yes, what should we expect nje?
Okay, number one, ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi manje ukuthi how mama this time around it's a spiritual conference and wonke amanye ama events akhe bekuyi women empowerment but umoya ingcwele ubeke enye into kimi this time around ngumuntu olalela umoya kakhulu sinazo ne team yami uyabazi manje laba ngisebenzana nabo but mama bot bothetho kwenza ukuthi so this time around umoya ingcwele ukhulume nami very strong about the spiritual conference sase Pietermaritzburg ukuthi laphana kuyoba ne deliverance number 1 uNkulunkulu uyosebenza sengathi uyaqala because sinabantu besifazane ekufanele ngabe manje sebe receivele ama business sebe receivele izinto zabo uNkulunkulu ababekele zona but umoya ingcwele uthi kimi abaqale bawo deliver qala so le spiritual conference abantu abalindele nje ukuthintwa isandla isandla sika Jehova njoba ithi nje spiritual conference is going to be a spirit filled conference uJesu uJehova uzobe sisebenza uNkulunkulu uzobe sisebenza kule ndawo sinazo and ungaphuthi le nto engilwe ngisho ukuthi leyana it's not about iqoko amahili or iglamorous or what laphana uNkulunkulu uyo deliver abantu kune healing kuzoba ne deliverance kuzoba ne healing abantu bophuma egcwalisiwe ngamandla so angifuni ukuthi ngithi lindelana ama gifts lindelana ubuhle lindelana ama you know in the glamorous lindelana bo red carpet no this time around uthumo ingcwele abantu bayo deliver bese ba receive izinto uNkulunkulu ababekele zona.
Sure. Wow, I'm so excited, mama. I'm really excited. And mama siyavala ngoku. Like time goes really fast xa sithetha. Siyavala and just in closing, mama, what would you like to say to umntomameleyo like a young woman who's listening? Let's say maybe uphelelwe lithemba, maybe u decide ukuthi you know what, mna I don't want to sit at home anymore. I'll go out on the streets and see ubandi ngazithengisa kanjani because ezinye girls zenza lonto these days because they feel like there's no hope for them. Okanye omnye uthi mhlambe ekhaya no one has ever become successful ekhaya. And there's just so many things mama abanye bane low self esteem abanye they've been assaulted in the past they've been abused in the past umuntu akayazi ukuthi they can rise up kanjani from that situation and still become you know a woman like you a woman who is you know given and devoted to izinto zikaNkulunkulu and also experience and be used by God and experience ukuthi okay their dreams can come true and their hands also can be blessed according to Israelele Proverbs you know so what would you like to say mama to that woman omameleyo nje in closing
okay number 1 sesivala okay sesivala ake kumlahlwa izulisho njalo ake kumlahla kuChrist
yes
so noma ngathiwa so hopeless kangakanani uma sofike kuChrist uba isidalwe sisha izulisho njalo and number 2 nathi akusiya amandla ethu ukuthi kunale initiative but there is one thing engayisho kubantu besifazane ababukile njengamanje ukuthi becoming a Proverbs 31 akusiya abantu abaright akusiyo abantu abaperfect, akusiyo abantu abanemali. Nawe lapho usekhaya yazi ukuthi sikhona, singomama, singosisi. Ithemba libulali. Usangabuya if bo usebekslayitile athi umzalwane buya ekhaya. If awukazi buya sikhona singomama. Hlala phansi uthi mama ngiphelelwa amandla. Sikhona uNkulunkulu sithembile. Njoba sisho ukuthi i-becoming a prophet akusiye ebandla kuphela but siyaphuma. I-becoming a prophet siyaphuma siyemkhukhwini, siyaphuma siyobona ama prostitutes. Sihamba ikolo siyanikela senza we are bringing hope
to everyone.
So sikhona ungapheli amandla, themba la ithemba libulali, buyela buya ekhaya, lithi iculo buya mntwana buya ekhaya. So yes, sikhona thandwa sami. Ayikhenye indlela sikhona.
Amen.
Jesu ithemba lethu.
Amen. Amen. And akukho kungenzeki kuye.
Akukho kungenzeki kuyena, kungenzeki kuyena.
Yeah. Yo mama, that's so beautiful. Yes, I'm reminded of a scripture. It's called a scripture ACT in English. God gives us beauty for ashes, meaning ukuthi when we give him the broken pieces of our lives, uThixo akwazi ukuthatha and turn it around into something beautiful. Ubungakhanga uimagine ukuthi okay, angathatha nobomi bami obubroken abenze into something beautiful, you know. So I'm really really blessed to hear such a message, mama, and I'm sure nabo ke bamamele emakhaya, they are blessed and they know ukuthi ithemba likhona as long as God is still on the throne. Kusekho abantu abafana nomamzimba, you know, who are willing to go to every kind of woman out there. Akunyanzelekanga ba ube ngumuntu like let's say ukhulela enkonzweni, even if you've never known about God, but ithemba likhona.
And okugcina sana sami sizivala lithi iBhayibheli, you are blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
So ngoba thina uNkulunkulu uyazizamazama, yabona siloke singena kancane siyabusiseka. So njengoba sibusiseka sekumele siyoba iblessing kulabantu besifazane oqeda ukukhuluma ngabo. So asibusisekanga nje ukuthi sishine sivele ku Facebook kuma social media, but laba basemakhaya njoba ngithi sikhona, I mean sikhona it.
Amen. Yo, wow. Thank you so much, mama. We've come to the end of our show. We love you so much. Siyambulela uThixo ngawe, mama. Nami ngiyambulela uThixo. I haven't been your spiritual daughter for a long time. Kodwa nje elixesha that I've known you, you know, I've been blessed nje in ways that I cannot imagine. So we really thank God for you, mama. We wish you all the best in everything in your life, in your community, everything that you touch prosper. And we pray nje that God shows his goodness upon your life over and over again. So siyabulela kakhulu, mama.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you. Yo, I don't know about you, beloved, but I have been super blessed by uMamzimba. I know that you've been blessed too. So just, yeah, be sure to just leave your comments. Tell us what you think. And uMama uyafumaneka on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Uyafumaneka uMama. So if you do want to talk to her personally, drop a comment and I'll make sure that I connect you with uMama. Until next time, just remember that we are available on Sowetan Live. There's also other podcasts under Sowetan Live. There's Taking by the Horns, there is the SL Cabinet, so be sure to check those out as well. Until next time, remember, you are loved, you are treasured, you are precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.